Way News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump has announced he will nominate State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert to be U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. As AP's Rita Foley reports, Nauert would replace Nikki Haley, who announced she was stepping down in October.
Heather Nauert was a breaking news anchor on President Trump's favorite television show, Fox and Friends, when she was asked to be the face of the administration's foreign policy.
She's very talented, very smart, very quick, and I think she's going to be respected by all.
She has a master's degree from Columbia University's Graduate School of Journalism, but had little foreign policy experience before becoming State Department spokeswoman. If she's confirmed by the Senate, she would replace Nikki Haley, a former South Carolina governor who announced in October that she is leaving the job. Rita Foley, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump has announced he will nominate former Attorney General William Barr to serve in that post again. As VOA's Steve Herman reports, Barr would replace Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, who has been running the Department of Justice since Trump forced out former Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
President Donald Trump told reporters Friday on the White House South Lawn he wants former U.S. Attorney General William Barr to again take his old job.
I did not know him until recently when I went through the process of looking at people. And he was my first choice from day one.
If confirmed by the Senate, Barr would succeed Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, who has been running the top federal law enforcement agency since Trump forced out Jeff Sessions a month ago. Whitaker was Sessions' chief of staff. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Germany's Christian Democrats have elected Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer to replace Angela Merkel as party leader. As Saskia O'Donohue of Reuters reports, that's a decision that moves Karrenbauer into pole position to succeed Europe's most influential leader as chancellor.
Angela Merkel bowed out as leader of her Christian Democrats on Friday. The German Chancellor gave an emotional speech to her party as it met to pick her successor. Merkel's protege, Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer, was given that role. She is seen as a continuity candidate to Merkel's politics and has now moved into pole position to become Germany's next Chancellor. Her rival was Friedrich Merz. He's a critic of Merkel, who questioned the constitutional guarantee of asylum to all, quote, politically persecuted people. Merkel announced her decision to step down as party chief in October. She is remaining as chancellor in an effort to manage her exit after a series of setbacks.
OPEC and its Russian-led allies agreed on Friday to slash oil production by more than the market had expected, despite pressure from U.S. President Donald Trump to reduce the price of crude. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports.
The Producers Club meeting in Vienna agreed to reduce production by 800,000 barrels a day. Allies outside the group, mainly Russia, adding half that amount, making a total cut of 1.2 million barrels. The news saw prices for international benchmark Brent crude jump 5%. That's sure to please de facto OPEC leader Saudi Arabia. It said a cut was needed to support prices for crude, which are down about a third since October. The one man who won't be happy with the news from Vienna is Donald Trump. He'd been pressing OPEC to keep the taps open. Trump wants low oil prices to support the global economy, and he fears higher prices will just give Iran a windfall on its own oil exports.
Julian Satterthwaite of Reuters. The U.S. Labor Department says that hiring slowed in November, but the jobless rate stayed at 3.7%. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has details.
Employers pulled back on hiring, adding just 155,000 jobs last month. That's below this year's average monthly gains, but suggests the economy is expanding at a solid pace despite sharp fluctuations in the stock market. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate remained at a five-decade low of 3.7% for the third straight month. Average hourly pay increased 3.1% from a year ago. That equals the October figure, which was the best since 2009. Mike Hempen, Washington.
And that was obviously not Shelley Adler. That was AP's Mike Hempen. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.